Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need. Whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding, we always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course, home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Heal Squad.
I'm on a journey to get better in all areas of life, from wellness and mental health to career and relationships and so much more. I know getting better isn't easy, but it's a whole lot easier when you can do it together. Welcome to Better Together with me, Maria Menounos.
All right, guys, are you ready for part two?
Yeah!
I said, are you ready for part two? Woo! All right, part two, Lisa Donovan, CEO and founder of the Pattern app, is back with us. And our quote here today is, "Change is scary, but so is staying the same." That's from Anonymous. Mm-hmm. I don't want to stay the same.
Nope. Me neither.
Mm-hmm. Boring. Okay. So today we're going to be chatting about the new moon in Libra. Today, the new moon is in Libra. So it's all about relationships. We're going to learn what we can expect, what we can all do to align with this moon, and so much more. Man, this was a good one. All right, so let's dive in. The new moon is in Libra. What does that mean?
So the new moon is when you can't see the moon in the sky.
What do you mean? Like,
so when, there's no moon out. So,
what?
Yeah.
So we won't see the moon?
Right. It's when it's new. So it's like a completely blank slate. So we look at it. This is in our, because it goes through, it starts where there's nothing, you can't see it. And then there's a little crescent.
Yeah.
You see it, and then it grows. And this is just because the light's reflecting on the moon.
Good point.
Right. So the moon's in between the sun and the earth.
I'm like, I look outside, Lisa. I see a moon every night, whether it's a sliver or not. When I've never noticed that there was no moon, but you're right. There is that.
That's
moment.
Yeah, that's the sort of when the moon is in between the sun and the earth. So really why we see the moon is because the sun is shining on it. So we're seeing it. So this is when it's in between and the shiny side is away from us. We don't see it. And then, you know, that is what a month is. It's the phase of the moon. Sometimes we forget how much this is based on a planet and astrology, like our month. You know, that how a month came about for us is the phases of moon. It takes a month to get through a phase of a moon. And it goes from the crescent to the quarter to the full, and then it wanes, you know, and it gets smaller again until the new moon. And so we look at it as a fresh start, a blank slate, and there's intention behind each new moon. So the one coming up October 6th, I believe, is the Libra moon. The new moon in Libra, that is all about relationship. So that is a month about romantic relationships, friendships, sort of being social, connecting. So whenever there's a new moon, the way I approach it is it's a time to set intentions for that month. And sort of every week of that month, you are going to see how those intentions are sort of panning out. So this one is about relationships. I don't know if you're in a relationship, this could be a time where, you know, if you guys are struggling, maybe you want to set the intention to really reconnect. Or if it's going well, so do you go to the next octave of that relationship, or you're single and you're like, you know what, I want to set the intention this month to really put myself out there and be more available, whatever it is. And you set those, you can do ceremony around that. You could also just say it out loud. You could think it, you could write it down. And then what you'll sort of always be conscious of that month is this sort of intention. And then a week into it is the quarter moon. We're usually sort of challenged in some capacity around that. You know, maybe you're trying to put yourself out there, but you got a little shy, whatever it is. You have to continue going forward and just sort of deal with the challenge. And 2 weeks in is the full moon and you see the full sort of expansion of that intention. I've actually met people like that usually on like the Libra new moon or Libra full moon. It is kind of interesting, or, you know, friendship thing could happen, or there could just be that feeling of really connecting with people. And then at the end of the month, the last quarter, you kind of can share about what's happened, what you've learned that month, and then you get set for the next new moon.
I love that. Ashley, one of our former producers who got me on the pattern initially, is always the one who will text me, it's a new moon, set your intentions.
Yay.
So, so how often does a new moon happen?
It's every month. So that is the month.
Oh, you know,
it's
really?
A 28 day cycle. So it's like our months in our world are based on the moon. God. They're based on the cycles of the moon. Just like, you know, the year is based around us revolving around the sun.
Interesting.
365 days for us to do that.
So if this moon is in Libra.
In October, yeah.
Does that connect to what your moon sign is? Like if your moon sign is Libra, it's going to be more powerful for you?
This is a great, yes, great okay. question. So if you have a moon in Libra, Venus in Libra, Mars, your ascendant's in Libra, especially if the orb is tight. So we look at things within 10 degrees. It's all pretty mathematical. It's even more powerful. Sometimes these moons are right on you in a very personal way, mm-hmm. or the full moon, especially because every feeling is very amplified during a full moon. So it's great to know those things because it can be very personal to you. Even though it's happening to everybody in the world, and not necessarily a personal transit, it can be personal. Mm-hmm. If you have a planet in that sign, certainly.
What was my moon again?
You're a Cancer moon.
Cancer moon.
Venus.
Okay, got it. How is Libra different from the other moons?
Yeah, so we actually think the moon is super important. Like I said, it's sort of, we think of it as your lineage. It's kind of where you've come from. It's as though you've lived many lifetimes as whatever moon sign you are. And when you come into this life, that's your perspective. So if you are a Libra moon, it means you've lived many lifetimes really focused on relationship. You're probably really good at it, very charming, very diplomatic. But there's this thing of, I sort of only matter if I'm in a relationship. There can be a lot of codependence or, you know, I need to find one. So often Libra moons very much want to be in relationship, mm-hmm. feel like something's wrong if they're not. So there's the 12 moons, you know, so you're an Aquarius moon, you care less about relationship. You're like an alien. Like, what am I even doing here? You're coming in the most sort of eccentric, different, out of the box person, or a Gemini moon, you know, you're just like a kid at play, like not wanting to grow up, or a Cancer moon, you've spent lifetimes as a mother. So you're coming in like, my job is to nurture. I am here to be of service, of nurturing. It's hierarchical. And my value is in giving. So each moon's coming in with this perspective, and then the soul goes on a journey, and sometimes it's taking you, you know, very far away. And so your curriculum for this life is going to be really maybe challenging, different. It's really pushing you to grow. And again, like to think of it as you're choosing all this. Like before you came in, you chose to have this life. You, mm-hmm. you signed up for all this. It's happening for you because you want to grow. You want to learn. You want to have a new experience while you're here. So,
Kelsey, do you know what your moon is?
Yes, I do.
What is it?
A Scorpio.
Ooh.
Yeah, very intense.
Mm-hmm. Venus Pisces.
Mm-hmm. I was scared. I can't speak. I was going to say, though, I have Pisces in my chart as well.
You're Venus and your rising sign's Pisces. Yeah. So you're Kelsey,
no, rising. Rising's Leo. My son.
That's right. No. But, yeah. Maria is rising sign's Pisces and your Venus is
Venus
Pisces.
And Pisces.
That's right.
Hey, Hill Squad, and better to.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom, for a while now, as you know. I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it.
Together, fam. It's been a tough year, but we hear from so many of you just how much our content is helping you heal and get better. And it makes us feel so good. Our team works so hard to deliver this life-changing content. And a lot of you guys ask, how can I have a bigger role in our Heal Squad community? Or how can I do my part to help Better Together continue to uplift even more people? First of all, thank you for that sentiment. And we're so grateful for this community. If you could help us by giving us a 5-star rating and a comment on Apple Podcasts, that's amazing. Second, you could join the Better Together with Maria Menounos Instagram page. Third, you could share the show with a friend in need. And finally, for as little as $10 a month, please join our Patreon to get monthly live heal events with world-class healers, ad-free episodes of our show, and even weekly bonus episodes exclusive to Patreon. Getting better isn't easy, but it is a whole lot better when we can do it together. We love and appreciate and are so grateful for all of you.
I'll never remember any of this stuff.
I love it.
Whenever I need to know, I just text Ashley. Ashley, I forget. What am I again? I literally can never. It's like one of those things that just will never stick in my brain.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
You don't need it to. Yeah. Every friend of mine still is like, wait, but what's my thing again?
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah, exactly. So is Libra's all about relationships?
It is.
Okay.
So that's why we just say collectively that month is about connecting. It's about reaching out. It's about being social or you know, cultivating a friendship or maybe starting a new relationship or maybe it's ending a relationship, you know, but it's just, yeah.
What
it's
about
relational.
Work relationships? Does that fit in there?
Indeed. Okay. Certainly. Yeah. Okay.
How can we find out if we have Libra in our chart?
I know. So in the app, you know, we don't say that. But we sort of label it, you know, you'll likely see something that's like likable, friendly, diplomatic, relational as your sort of label, because they're very, people with Libra, there's something quite likable. People often project friendship or relationship onto Libra types, like, we're going to date, right? just because they have that. It's, again, it's an energy thing,
yeah,
that people are picking up on. And it's all archetypal. This is all archetypes, just the girlfriend, the boyfriend, the mother, the father, the things that, you know, are just archetypal. That's sort of the basis of our methodology.
Yeah. I feel like I need to have Kevin sit and get his chart done.
Kevin has a ton of, God, what someone told me, oh, it's Ashley. Kevin has a lot of Scorpio, but he has a lot of.
Well, his son is Scorpio.
His son is Scorpio. Oh no, what is it? Aquarius. He has a lot of Aquarius, like a ton, which makes a lot of sense to me.
Very objective, very rational.
Yeah.
Really big thinkers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really unique. See, the moon, loyal. You're coming in from a place of like, what am I even doing here? You know, Aquarius moons are the most sort of unique free spirits, but I don't know if his moon is an Aquarius. It might be his Mars.
His moon is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love Aquarius moon. Like my dad's he was an Aquarius moon. They're great because they're really unique. They're really different. They're really out of the box, mm-hmm. But usually it feels quite dense to be here. It's a little like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like I'm different and this doesn't make any sense, but all right, we'll
do
it.
Yes.
They're survivors, really good survivors.
Yes.
Because they can detach completely from the experience. They're not coming in experts in they might have to be here to learn all about emotions, which is really annoying to them. They'd rather just be free, but they're coming in with this ability to be very objective and to detach from the situation. Whereas it's much harder if you're a water sign, like you at Pisces or a Cancer, where you're coming in where you're feeling it all. And maybe the path is to become more objective.
Yeah.
It just depends, but you're going to feel it really deeply. Whereas in Aquarius, it'll be more like, let's think about that.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. See, this is why I love this stuff, because it's so, it just connects all the dots for you.
That's right. It's really, obviously, it's so fun. And now every friend I have, they all speak, we talk about it all the time. They're all pretty much almost experts.
Yeah.
It's like this. This is what an afternoon hanging out will be.
I love it. So what can we do to align best with this new moon in Libra?
Yeah, I think it is that kind of thing. It's a great moment to set intentions and just be aware. So
should we write them down?
Yeah, you could write them down.
And maybe set an alarm so you're checking in like at the end of the month, like you said.
Totally, you could do that. We do it on the pattern where every month, like every week, we send you a little thing. And but you can set an alarm. You could write it down. Some people really do ceremony. It's a whole thing. You know, sometimes you could say it out loud. You could share it with a friend. But I think it's just you knowing on some level, here's what I'm looking to do this month. You know, here's what I'm looking to connect with. And it can also be, if you're the person who's always in a relationship and way too social, it's like, you know what, I'm going to spend this month being my best friend, spending some time with myself, you know, like, I mean, it's however it's going to work for you, but it's, you know, and then the next month is a Scorpio new moon, and then the Sagittarius new moon, and last month was a Virgo. So it's, they're all, each month has a theme, a flavor.
I like that.
Yeah. So this could be the month you meet somebody. This could be when you meet your person, you know. This is it's just the time for relationship.
Got it. So the app will tell us
kind
of what to do anyway.
Yeah, we have
I never looked at it like that because I never really even realized that we have a new moon every month.
Right. Right. And we send a push notification. You can read it. But if you go into the timing section at the top where you can see all of the transits, the things you're personally going through at the top, it says 1, 2, 3, 4. And it's each quarter of the moon. There's four quarters. And you can click on it and just see which phase you're in. You know, the new, the quarter, the full, or the last quarter.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. The ceremonies thing sounds interesting. Can you give us an example of what that kind of looks like? I know, like I said, my friend Ashley will text me, it's a new moon, set your intention. So then I'll go outside and I'll see the moon or whatever. And I'm like, let's do this. Mm-hmm. And like, and my husband now will even text me and say, hey, are you going to set your intentions? I'm like, who are you?
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've had so many different, times in my life were different thing. I mean, now it's a little different, but yeah, you can, I mean, some people get together in groups and there's drumming and there's, you know, saying things out loud, you know, there's really ceremony like that. There's, you know, you can also sit just with yourself and quiet and peace and tune in and meditate about it. You can write something down. I think it's whatever works for you. There's no one way to do anything. Sometimes ceremony is just a way to like make it concrete or real or
really, you know, focus.
Yeah. And very focused. It's everything is your energy. That's where your power is, you know, where you put your energy is where there's power. Mm-hmm. So if, you know, you're scattered and thinking about things that don't matter, then that's your power just flies out the door. Whereas you're like, hey, I'm going to put all my power and all my energy into really cultivating what I'm trying to bring awareness and consciousness to today. And for this month, that there's something there now, and that will manifest into something.
Have you done Tony Robbins?
No, I've heard so much about. Of course, he's this big. I've never listened.
Just some like little things that I've been getting where I'm like, oh, he taught me that. He taught me that.
Have you worked with him?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah, okay. But just like, you know, where focus goes, energy kind of flows. Like a lot. Yeah. You're like touching on some things where I'm like, did she do Tony?
I mean, so many. There's so many ways. Like everybody, I listen a lot to Caroline Mace.
Who's that?
I love her. She's just phenomenal. She's just one of these. But she talks a lot about your power and the power of your choices.
She's Kelsey, make a note.
Phenomenal. But that very much, you just have to know where you're draining power, you know, and that your power is your energy and you have this. And is it, do you want to just say, here, you just take it all? Or do you, you know, where are you putting it? And that's your power really in life. So
that's really cool. I like that.
Yeah. She's amazing. I listen to like anything she is.
Yeah. Like I made a conscious decision. Like the other day I had, when I was connecting with my mom through the psychic, I was so emotionally drained after, like so drained. And I had this event I was going to go to and I was like, oh my God, I don't know if I can be social. I don't know if I have it in me. And then I thought about it. I was like, okay, will these people energize me or will they take away? I'm like, they're going to energize me. So I was like, okay, great. I'm going to go and it'll be great. And it was. But I think it's really about making those intentional choices to realize, like, is this going to drain me? I have something that I already am dreading on my calendar. Like, I'm starting to get ill about it. So I'm like, yeah, I have to cancel it. I have to just say, this is not going to work for me. I already know it never works, this one thing. Why do I keep saying yes out of guilt? And so,
and that's draining.
Yeah.
You know, that's amazing. You're doing that. I think that's the growth, right? Because yeah. 10 years ago, five, you do it. Of course, it's a job. Yeah. It's on the calendar. I'll do it.
Yep.
And now you're like, that's not good for me. That doesn't make me feel good. I'm not going to do that. And that's all that matters.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
It's just, we're at that time now, you know, where people are much more conscious. This is all, you know, 50 years ago, people didn't, you know, talk about this. That doesn't feel right. So I won't be going, you
yeah.
know, we're at a very special time.
But I think it's so important for us to talk about this and share it, because then someone else who's listening is like, oh, I never thought about it like that. You're going to get an aha moment somehow, some way.
Right.
So for me, even just hearing you say, like, is that draining my battery?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, we always talk about recharging the battery, but we don't talk about what's draining the battery.
Yeah,
I'm really good at recharging the battery, right? So I'll say, okay, I'm not going to do anything this weekend. I'm just going to sleep. And, you know, But thinking about it from the other way is really fascinating. Like, what's going to drain my battery?
Yeah.
I love that.
And and once you're aware of it, you'll notice, because you'll go have a lunch with somebody and one, you leave energized and feeling great. And you go with somebody else and you leave and you feel a little bit headache. You feel tired. Just really pay attention to where you're going, who you're spending time with, because
yeah.
you'll know. Your body never lies, you know, mm-hmm. and it will show you and tell you, and you'll feel it. And then pay attention and say, you're going to be a little busy for lunch.
Yeah. Kelsey, isn't that amazing? What's draining it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I honestly think about that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. If I ever go, like, I mean, the other day when I got my CAT scan, I had a CAT scan vampire who did my CAT scan. I felt like crap the whole day.
Yeah.
And I've had a CAT scan before, so I knew it wasn't that, but it was like the whole day. He was so it's just interesting. It's like, if I ever am feeling like that bad, I'm like, what did I just do? Who did I just see?
Yeah,
that's right. And it's
all right, friends. Let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days. And I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor. And it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios. And then I got addicted. And now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're going to love them.
It's not like they're to blame or something. It's about whatever's happening when you guys come
right.
together.
Yeah,
and then
the
you can
chemistry.
Let it go.
Right.
The chemistry.
That's it. Exactly.
It doesn't mean they're a bad person.
No.
I don't want to say who, but like I coined this recently where I was like, oh, like you think of vampires as like bad, mm-hmm. but they come in kind packages too. Sure.
Totally.
Like there was someone recently that just came in a kind package. So I was not listening to myself because I was so drained. It was like they sucked all the energy out of my body, like almost instantly, to the point where I thought I was on death's door, like that drained. And it was a really sweet human.
Mm.
And I'm like, you know what? Kind, sweet people can be draining too.
Definitely.
So that's it.
Because it's just for whatever reason. Maybe they're even there just to make you aware of that.
Yeah.
In an extreme, you know, it's just, it's really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
When you start paying attention, because that's another, I used to have no connection to the body, you know, completely disconnected from it. So you can't feel those things. And then you become a bit more sensitive and then you can just make some choices.
Yeah.
You know?
Lisa, can you tell us about, you were telling me about some underworld something or other happening?
Yeah. About what?
There is a cycle that happens every 2 years, and it started August 23rd, and it goes for 3 months.
Please tell me it's a good one.
Well, yeah, no.
It did not feel good, so I knew it was going somewhere bad, so I thought I'd counter it with that, but yeah.
There is no good or bad.
There just is.
That's, there just is. But it goes for 3 months. It's called Mars in the Underworld, and it's when it's traveling really close to the sun, and it's hidden behind the sun, and it's August 23rd to November 22nd. 3 months, and it's an incredible initiation. We call it an underworld initiation, around the archetype of Aries, which is, you know, the warrior, the protector, goals, commitments. So this is really a moment about what are you committed to? What are your goals? Because oftentimes we get committed to things that are really not right for us, but we stick with them. Or maybe you're afraid of commitment, whatever it is. The idea is to sort of descend into the underworld, have whatever's on the table be sort of destroyed in a way so that you can rise from the ashes much more empowered. So it's, you know, it's not it for somebody who has it personally, maybe was born during this time when Mars is in the underworld or has a lot of Aries. It can be very personal, but we're all in it. So it's just a great thing to be conscious of too, that there is a transformation happening right now, very much around what you're committed to, what you want to commit to. Ideally, you come out of it like, I feel much clearer about what matters to me. Because ideally, it's a noble pursuit and something you feel really good about. I'm going to let this go, or I'm going to go down this path. Or no, I love this commitment. I'm, you know, recommitting to it. So we're in that sort of Mars in the underworld, which is in Aries. And right now, I believe Mars is in Libra. So there's a lot about relationship and commitment, you know, because that's relational to Aries. And so it's a really interesting time. But yeah, when, you know, just when things are a little off, you might say, well, Mars is in the underworld. This is like one of these collective ones, like Mercury in retrograde that everybody sort of talks about. Mars in the underworld is this. It's more rare. It only happens every 2 years. And sometimes you're born with that. So we know you're going to have sort of this thing in life where your relationship to the sort of inner masculine or external masculine is a little bit underworld.
So, Kelsey, there was something you were saying that she said to you about this time versus feeling victimized. So,
You guys kind of touched on it earlier, but it's at least I can go more into it. But using this right versus feeling victimized by it.
And we did kind of talk about that. Okay, I didn't know if I understood the question. So after this moon, what else is kind of coming up, because we are coming to the end of the year. Is there something that's like big for 2022?
Yeah, I should have thought about that.
It's okay if you can't, because we can just talk about the individual moons too. Like, it might be cool to just go through the different moons throughout the year. So like, or for the rest of the year. So right now the moon is in Libra. That's this month. Next month it would be
Scorpio. Okay. So you're going to set your intentions around Scorpio, which is all about what makes you feel alive. What makes you feel passion? Do you have passion in life? You know, do you have something that really turns you on and excites you? Or do you feel like that's just drained from you and you don't have like the juice of life? So it's really a month about going deep into like what you feel, what you desire. It's sort of a sensual month. So if you met somebody during the Libra, you guys can have a good time during
this.
This
is the explosion.
Consummated that. Yeah. But it's really about sort of going deep within yourself and all the feelings and all like the juice and richness of life. So it can be intense too. So oftentimes with Scorpio, there's you know, a lot of intensity. So there's a lot of feeling. So it can be a month where a lot of feelings come up. And that is, you know, the intention is to take you closer to what you feel and what you want and what you desire, instead of being sort of dull and numb to that or disconnected from that. Sometimes we're afraid of what we're excites us, you know, so it's getting back in touch with that.
So the moon, so then December would be Sag.
That's right.
Okay.
It'll be a Sag new moon, which is all about being the adventurer and the seeker. And that can be philosophically, or that can be literal adventure, but there's something, it's intuitive, it's fire, it's very optimistic, it's very earnest, it's seeking and, you know, exploring. And so the explorer, the seeker within you that's sort of curious to learn and know more, it's very intuitive. It's also very much about your path, really considering what path am I on and is it authentic to me? Am I following somebody else's path? You know, do I want to take a different path right now? Because it's really about finding your truth, your path.
How do you do that though?
How do you find your path?
Yeah.
In life, just generally, how do you find your path?
Yeah, or, I mean, or I guess like, moon? Well, I like, how would you, you know, if you feel like you're not, like, how do you even feel that, I guess, like while we're going through that?
Well, it's interesting because when you have Sagittarius, especially if it's in a progressive part of the chart, we'd say the ascendant, like your destiny or your personal Mars or Venus, we really say it's your life is about finding your authentic path. And the advice is never, ever follow somebody else's. And especially, you know, in life, just culture and family, there can be so much pressure to do what other people want or to follow that. And Sag, you're going to constantly, because everything that's ever happening, you know, for you is trying to get you to your destiny. And so it's, you know, if you're trying to get you to go to Sagittarius, it's really, you're going to have all kinds of initiations that are going to push you to really get on your path. And oftentimes something will feel off, you know, something's not right in your life. I mean, I think that's the self-betrayal stuff we talk about. So you're unhappy, you are in pain because you are betraying yourself. So those red flags are there in all different ways, whether you can't be conscious of it, so it comes out in physical ways or depression or, you know, needing to fill some sort of void. But if you're not being true to yourself and you're not on a path that feels authentic, eventually, even if it's the last 10 minutes of your life, you're going to have some awareness of it, we'd say. That went a little into Sag stuff. But in general, when it's a Sag month, even if you don't have it in your chart, it's a moment to just be conscious about it and think about it. Just put it on the table. Am I happy with the direction my life is taking? Is it authentic to me or not? Because this would be the month to maybe make a change.
Yeah. Yeah. Am I connected to the work I'm doing? Do I find it meaningful? Do I find it purposeful? That kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Or just who you are too. Maybe it's the relationship you're in. Oftentimes when you have Sag in your chart, you have to get comfortable being on your own in some way, that somebody can come with you, but ultimately it's about first you find your path. So sometimes we follow somebody else's. It just feels easier that way, but eventually that's hard.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like if I had done things a different way, I would have followed like my mate's path very easily.
Oh, me too.
Right? Like, is that part of our chart where I could have easily been with the wrong person where I would have thrown my entire life behind them?
Oh yeah. Especially your chart, because you have that complex to the Mars in your chart. So there is a thing of thinking the other is sort of more important, and you have such a caretaker chart. So you would put all your energy of I'm supposed to give into that other person.
Yeah.
And sort of subjugate yourself. That would be a classic. The intention, because I believe yours is in Leo, is for you to be the center of your life, right? But maybe you're younger, maybe some went with the wrong people, it didn't quite work out. And then you're being forced to, which obviously, you are this big creator of your life and the star, you know, in a legitimate way. So it seems like you've owned a lot of that Leo.
But that's where I think choice comes in.
I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Τι έχεις? What do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her, because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory. And with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code HEALSQUAD for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code HEALSQUAD. Trust me, you won't regret it.
Play, because like I would always play out scenarios like, what if I had gone with this person?
Right.
oh my God. And it's so clear to me what I would have, what my role would have been. Mm-hmm. And it's so cool that in my role with Kevin, he made me kind of like live to my potential, which I'm still trying to get to my full potential, but you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like he actually, at first I was putting it into him, but then it shifted over to me. Which is interesting.
That's amazing. I mean, that's the ideal situation, right? That we're supporting each other. We're not threatened by each other. We're here to support one another. But often because of the pattern and what we're magnetic for, we're going to attract somebody that's going to keep us down because that's what we think. That's we're too afraid to step out there and do it. So I'm going to bring somebody else in to keep me down so I don't have to actually own the fact that I'm not going to do it. You know, so again, it just always comes back to you. So certainly, and culturally, even where we are now, like as a woman, think about, there's a lot of women who have charts that culturally you think are more masculine and, you know, it's going out in the world very fire and actional. 100 years ago, your life would have been like a nightmare as a woman, you know, being forced into a very specific role that all women played.
Yeah.
And especially if you're this sort of solar feminine Amazon wanting to just go out and blaze a trail, that would have been a nightmare.
Yeah.
So it's, I say that a lot when I'm doing charts of women like that, because now there's a bit more choice.
Yeah. Super interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. How do you know if you're supposed to be the support?
Well, I think we're all supposed to support each other. And what do you mean? Let me clarify. What do you mean?
Yeah. Exactly? Like in this day, everybody wants to be the star.
Right.
And I think they can, you know, that can lead to a lot of confusion. Like, am I the support or am I the star? I always say to like people who work with me, I'm like, you can be both because I'm going to put you on the air with me. Like Kelsey, for example, Kelsey is a star. She wants to be on camera. Right. So I knew that going in, I'm not going to dim her and leave her in an office. Right. I'm putting her on. But I think that there's always confusion in people.
Yeah.
On whether you're mm-hmming in there, right?
Yeah.
Say it out loud so I can hear.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmming. How do you know? Like, is that something your chart would tell you?
Yeah. And this is where, I mean, I don't know that anyone should ever be just support or just star too, you know, and our culture is so much, because of Instagram and social media.
Everybody's famous. Everybody must be a star. And by the way, they're happy to do it to 10 people.
100%.
And then they're going to wake up at 50 and be like, holy shit, what was I doing? Right.
But I think that goes back to people really just wanting to feel seen and understood.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a way to do it because somehow in their family or their relationship, they don't have it. You know, they're completely alienated in life. I mean, that was the start of YouTube. It was mostly people that felt alienated and they're in this, like, we're in this weird place on YouTube, you know, sharing things with each other. So I don't know how much of it is always, I need the whole world to love me as opposed to, I just want someone to love me.
Yeah.
I just want to feel seen in some capacity. So it always goes back to, can you do that for yourself in whatever way that is? Not, it doesn't have to literally be I'm on camera.
Yeah.
But it's taking care of yourself. It's loving yourself. It's having some kind of self-respect. And I think we can always all support each other. I think that gets a little tough too. If one person is always supporting, one person's always front and center, that's probably hard too. You know, there's got to be the giving back in some other way to that person. It's got to be sort of supportive. But certainly in this chart, you're going to see certain people have Leo, you know, certain people maybe don't, you know, in the chart.
What is Leo?
That's the star, you know, that's the creator, that's the king, that's the queen, having the courage to make your life up anyway.
Do I have Leo? I don't think
I do. In your Mars, you do. Oh. So it's often what we project onto the other when it's in that position for you, but you've owned it, you know, and that's really great because that's the intention, is to own it. It's you. You have Leo. But often that can be projected out and like, oh, I'll be with a Leo type and I'll be in the background. So that's why you probably had that feeling of, oh, I know it could have gone that way.
Yeah.
You chose differently. But yeah, with your chart, a lot of people wouldn't have been able to do that. I'd say most would have gone down the other route probably first. And then at some point would have had to have made a change. But some people don't have things like that. Some people really don't want to be front and center. I think that's what I mean when I think it goes back more to, I just want to feel loved. I want to connect. I want to feel seen, you know? And, that's what people are seeking too. And so there's just this sort of external way to do it now.
Yeah.
Because you don't get it at home or with the people in your life.
Well, it's funny because even Kevin with RGF, I feel like gets seen now, and I feel like he gets to have his cup filled,
yeah,
which makes me feel good for him because he's always behind the scenes and he doesn't get his cup filled. So it's just like you said, you can't always be one or the other.
That's right.
That's why a nice blend. It's like Kelsey gets seen every day on the show. Constantly people are writing in. They're like, oh my God, we love Kelsey. Right. They're rooting for her health to get better and blah, blah, blah. So Kevin's getting a bit of that now with RGF as well. Regular Guy Friday. Mm-hmm. Lisa's going to totally subscribe.
I am.
Yeah, she is.
But yeah, it's very interesting.
And but some people don't need it in that way. They're the star of being the producer and they love that. They love being behind the scenes and doing all that stuff. And that's how they feel.
You know, significant really, and helpful. And, yeah.
I don't know that it always has to be that. I think it's when you're getting seen in some capacity. So you're the one that knows how to like put it all together. And that just feels really fulfilling. And maybe you're the star in your world or you have a certain kind of attention. You know, and some people are just more loners and they don't want to deal with any of that stuff.
Yeah.
They don't like people. They don't want to be
well,
around
Pooja
anybody.
We know doesn't like to be on camera. She made that very clear, right? Pooja's like,
Yeah. I mean, I don't hate it, but it's not my, my favorite thing in the world.
Kelsey, what do you think about all this?
The on camera stuff, the Pooja stuff, the everything?
Just, I think kind of like what, I don't remember. You had said something at the end there that I wanted to ask you about, and then I distracted myself with Pooja. But it was, oh, I was thinking like how much you light up when you do a pre-interview with somebody, and you're like, oh my God, this person, like she was so excited about you, or she'll be so excited about somebody else. That's why I think the hybrid is nice.
Yeah.
But do you feel connected to that?
I do. I mean, and I know, I think for me, like I light up with pre-interviews because I think my calling and my favorite thing in the world is connecting with people. Like my whole life since I was younger, that has been my, like, if I can connect with someone and like, just like, I love talking. I love being able, like I get energy from people and especially if they connect with me. And so that's my favorite thing in the world. So that's why, like, when I pre and get to talk to these like amazing minds and I get to kind of pick their brain, I'm connecting and I like light up because I think everyone's story is so freaking amazing. Mm-hmm. So that, yeah, I mean, it makes perfect sense to me. So that's where I look at that and I'm like, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. I relate to that a lot too. That's why the pattern is so fun for me. Cause it's just a foil to get to know somebody deeper. Cause I asked a million, I ask a lot of questions, not in this scenario cause I'm beginner, but usually that's how it is. And people are so fascinating to me like that. So that's why the pattern is this fun sort of foil to be like, okay, now I know a bit more about you.
Yeah. Well, once you understand people, then it does cut away all the judgments, the fears, the insecurities. Like I told Kelsey, when we first got together, I was going to speak at Tony Robbins' first virtual event in July of COVID. Mm-hmm. And she hops on this plane with me. We go down there and then a 2 or 3 day trip turned into almost like 5 months.
Yep.
On the East Coast. We drove up the coast to Connecticut to my house and then just kind of parked ourselves there unintentionally, just kind of like, okay, maybe a week, maybe 2 weeks. And then we started really loving it there. And what I said to her was what that did for us is it created such a quick connection where we might have been feeling each other out. Like, first of all, they know I have so many past traumas with so many different support people in my life and different staff where I'm just like, are you going to do the same thing?
Yeah.
Are you going to do the same thing?
Yeah.
Here are the list of things that everyone else has done.
Yeah.
Just don't do this. Or just tell me if you're going to do this so that we can all escape the pain now. And so I could have projected different things along the way. And instead, we got to understand each other very quickly and know there was none of that to have to worry about. We didn't have to think about what the other one was thinking of the other.
Right.
Because we just knew. And we were like, we would wake up, we'd have breakfast, we'd go on fun adventures on the weekends, we'd work hard during the day.
Right.
And it was like all the bullshit didn't have to happen, which was really cool.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah. But I think that's when you get to really know somebody so fast. And that's why, you know, when you get to know somebody through their chart, once you understand who they are and what makes them tick and
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Mine is the sweet chili.
Why they are the way they are. You're not taking things personally anymore.
That's right. That's why we have friends, on the whole idea of being able to friend somebody, so that would be the dream or the hope, instead of just Googling or just Instagramming and seeing sort of the facade.
Yeah.
I'm going to check your pattern and I'm going to see like, wow, okay. Because I can read about that. Like, wow, okay, you have Pluto to your Cancer moon. I know you have dealt with exactly what you just said. Like that. Yeah, of course. You know, yeah. So, and that you're a giver, you know, but you've dealt with the underworld in that capacity and things don't turn out as you hope, even though, you know, your giving it's not reciprocated in the way. So that's amazing to me. Cause I love talking to people. I'm so curious, so many conversations, and that's where the pattern just became so thrilling to me. Cause then we could just go right in and get deep right away. You don't have to have the sort of bullshit.
Yeah.
Like small talk. It's like, well, let's have a real conversation.
I felt like that after I did Tony Robbins. I think it was the first time. No, the second time I did Tony, I brought a couple of friends. I brought an assistant. I brought my lawyer and I brought another friend. And when I was done, I felt like I knew them so much more. Yeah. So the things that I was taking personally, like let's say for my lawyer, who's like my big brother, certain things I would take so personally. Now I know it's his feelings of inadequacy bring those feelings forward. And I'm like, oh, I get it. Or like even with my husband, I'll be able to like cut through and be like, okay, wait, this is what's happening. You're feeling like this, that's not the case or whatever. So once you understand people, you can reach them better. That's and you can also know where their triggers are to try to avoid
it.
Right.
And in the app too, you can run friendship relationships. So you can read all about that.
I'm so going to do this. I've never done that. I've never used it like that. I've just used it for the daily kind of like, I'm being seen kind of thing. Yeah.
No, you can read. So it goes
or the transits. The transits are interesting. I want you to explain the transits too.
And it goes very in depth. So you can read about your patterns so in depth. It just goes on and on and on. But you can read about your friendships, you know, or your romantic relationship, and you can go in depth. Just like what you're saying, you might discover your lawyer or whatever, you ran him as a friend, that like he feels intimidated or insecure around you. And that's just a pattern. So then you could bring it up. Be like, is this true?
Yeah.
Be like, yeah, sometimes.
Yeah. Like, for him, it was like, he's such a protector and he's such a nurturer, takes care of people. If he feels like he's not.
Yeah. He's failing or something.
Exactly. Yeah. And so I was like, oh, okay. Now I get it.
Yeah.
And that's why I feel like Kelsey and I have such a good symbiosis, because I get her, I know her, you know me at this point. And it's like, okay, it's just so much better. So I'm going to run everybody in my pattern app. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, run your friendship bond.
So cool. Well, guys, you can find The Pattern on Instagram at The Pattern. You can download the app, of course, in the App Store. And you can find Lisa's Instagram at Mother of Patterns. And The Pattern's Instagram is just at The Pattern. We'll put all of that in the description of this show. Lisa, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much. It was wonderful talking to you.
Thanks.
You're real good at this.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. What do we learn, ladies?
Oh, my gosh. Let me pull up the notes here.
Does Pooja have any experience with astrology?
Pooja, do you have any experience with astrology?
I kind of do. I told Kelsey this, so I was super into it, and I was like so like I had all the apps, and then I was told that my birth time doesn't make sense because of someone read my chart and they're like, well, your sibling chart says you don't have any siblings and I have a lot of siblings.
I said, clearly they were not reading it correctly.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, now I'm so discouraged. And I just got like really upset, and I had a whole identity crisis a few months ago, and I was like, all right, I can't do this right now. So I kind of gave up, but Lisa made me feel really good about it. And she made me comfortable. So during the show, I texted my mother, can you please look at my birth certificate and give me my birth time so I can sign up for the pattern? So
there you go.
I'm back into it. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Were you expecting that answer?
Story.
No, I was not.
I know. It really threw me through a loop because I was like, wow, I was reading my CoStar, which is a different app. And I was like, wow, everything I thought was true for the past year was all clearly a lie because my time was wrong. But Lisa just made me feel better about it.
But I think, I mean, honestly, on that point, I think that it's nice to, you know, touch on, and Lisa was saying it too. It's, and that's why the pattern doesn't necessarily say, hey, Kelsey, you're a Pisces and you should be feeling this. That's why she doesn't use that, right? Because mm-hmm. it's like, okay, maybe every other Pisces I know is feeling this, but like, I'm not necessarily feeling that, you know? So am I wrong? Is there something wrong with me? So that's why I like the pattern. It doesn't use that. Mm-hmm. It doesn't even like mention any of that stuff. It just like, it just knows you, and it's wild.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Do you love how she basically is like, yeah, you've been screwed a lot.
Yeah. I mean, I really do think that's so interesting.
Like, oh yeah.
But she said too, she said, you've been screwed a lot. She can see that you've been taken down to the underworld, but you've also like risen from it. And I think that that's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's so cool that you could, I love astrology. I do all of my friends' charts always.
You do?
Yes. I was on my friend's podcast the other, like, God, months ago, but she had me do her and her producer's charts. Like, oh, I think it's so, yeah.
You have to do ours.
Yes. I've told Pooja since she told me about this identity crisis to get her actual birth time, and then I'll do yours.
Well, I guess it's not right. So.
Oh, that's so funny.
I think it's so flipping cool, but I'm a big pattern fan. And also Ashley and I send each other our like friendship patterns all the time.
That's so funny.
It's very fun.
Oh,
and
wow.
Your a lot of Cancer in yours makes a lot of sense to me.
I wouldn't even remember that. But mm-hmm. but listen to her talk about the nurturing and the mothering and all of that and the giving. And I'm like,
very
whoa,
Cancer.
Mm-hmm. That's so bananas to me. Mm-hmm. But I obviously am very Cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. Very Cancer. It's very, very maternal, very, they feel a lot, very sensitive. They're a water sign. So,
but then also, I also loved how it all kind of connected where she was talking about how we still have free will and we still have choices. And that part I mentioned about like, if I was with somebody else was for a reason, so people could listen and hear that I could have, because of my chart, easily gone that way. And it didn't work out that way because I think I was meant to do what I was meant to do, obviously. Yeah. So that's interesting.
It is. I am also definitely going to be setting my intentions mm-hmm. and doing a ceremony.
Ooh.
I don't know what it's going to be. I'll let you guys know.
We should do one here on the show.
I know. Should we do like a session up in the like Mulholland with the with the you know, in the skyline, seeing
Let's
the view.
Let's do it. We oh, should. Yeah, where you can sit Super over. Down. I'll bring my little cauldron. We can burn stuff.
Or we could take the Jeep down to the beach and do it at the beach.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, yeah.
I like that.
Kick the battery on.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Fucking battery.
That'd be really good.
Really?
Freaking battery.
By the way, I do have Kevin on board to sell cars.
No, you don't.
Yeah, he at least wants to sell the Corvair. He was like, we can sell the Corvair.
Wow. That's good.
Just one less thing, one less headache, one less mechanic, one less friggin' battery dying.
Yes.
He wants to get rid of my Jeep, though. He's like, wouldn't it be nice if we just had like a Jeep that was like easy? Because it is a challenging vehicle.
But it's so cool.
Very high. So then I was thinking I might text David and be like, do you still have the lower tires? Because there was a tire that was like a smidge lower. He ended up going bigger because he wanted it to be like monster truck. So I might see if he still has it and we can switch him out.
Go down a little bit. Your Jeep is so cool, though. You can't get rid of it.
Yeah, it's like the coolest car ever.
It's so cool.
But at the same time, he is right. It would be easy if we had just like a regular one. Isn't that so terrible? You have a regular one and you want the like totally like customized one. And now we have the customized one. We're like, yeah, you can't really, I can't drive more than 50 miles an hour on the highway with it.
Yeah, I know.
So
we always want what we don't have.
Grass is always greener.
Damn.
My Jeep's too cool.
You know what else I liked?
Your Jeep is too cool.
Life's hard.
To Lisa really quickly, though, ladies. Something I really liked that very much spoke to me because I'm in the middle of this kind of 60-day SIBO journey that I have to be like really take care of myself and I can't, you know, go out to eat and I can't, anyways, whatever. Mm-hmm. So.
By the way. All going to help your exhaustion so much.
Oh my God.
Do you remember when I did my fasting for 10 days with Yogi Cameron? Yeah. I didn't leave the house. I was so rested. It was so great. All I did was sleep. And then like that helped so much that time.
Yeah. I feel it. I'm like, this is going to get, I'm actually very excited. When I was talking to the ladies, they were like, I know this is kind of a lot. And I was like, no, I'm so excited. Mm-hmm. So anyways, like I know this Libra new moon is all about relationships. And though I would like to be in one eventually, I really resonated with the, I'm going to spend this time being my own best friend.
I knew you were going to pick up on that. Mm-hmm. And I love that. And you know, what's funny. So, our girls event recently, one of the girls told me about this silent retreat in Bali. And I'm like, I want in on that. And so I set out this weekend to be silent. It didn't happen. But that's because I got to yell at Max.
Well, yeah, that's tough.
And Winnie and tell her to shut up when she's barking like nonstop. But no, I think that's a really excellent thing to do. It's very, very inspiring. Be your own best friend for this month.
Be your own best friend. Like little things. Oh my gosh. Like even this weekend. And can I give you guys all a tip really quickly? If any of you are stressed, can you take note of what you're ingesting? My poor roommate sits there with the TV on and her TikTok on full blast. And I get stressed and I'm like, how are you not stressed? And I know she is. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, you guys, and all
but she
of
doesn't
us,
know how to get out of her own way.
She doesn't know how to get out of her own way. And so many of us do. I watch so many of my friends do that. Mm-hmm. TV on in the background, TikTok on. I'm just like, I literally had to go for like 14 walks the other day. Cause I was like, how? So just,
but they're not doing the work. Ooh. You're doing the work now.
Yeah,
so you're evolving faster than them.
That's true.
You could have been just like them.
True.
Right?
True.
When I first met you, it was like a very different story mm-hmm. than it is now. Isn't it true?
Yeah.
You're surrounding yourself with the greatest minds.
That's true.
Every day that are taking you next level. There's no way you can't grow.
True.
So now it's going to be so stark when you see people that aren't.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And by the way, that divide's going to get bigger and bigger and harder and harder. And it's going to be very painful on your relationships.
Mm-hmm.
I've told you this before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just like actually in shock. And mm-hmm. I was like, I have to say this on the show. For any of you who think that you're just stressed out, no. Take note at how you're ingesting. You're like, whoo!
Yeah. Do you know how many times at night I'm like, oh, I just want to watch a TV show, but I look at the clock and it's 10:30 and I'm like, I got to go to bed.
Yeah.
And I'm like, nope, I won't do it.
So good.
Or sometimes I'm like on my social media, I'm like, no, shut it down. This isn't serving you.
Mm-hmm.
I have to talk to myself to like pretend like I'm outside of me and I'm like a friend talking to me.
Yeah. Yes.
Right?
Yeah. What like would you tell your friend?
The only thing now I'm doing is my Sunday night 90-day fiancé. So that is still always on the table, but that's early enough. I get in early enough and then I'm done. I
and
did want to watch
healthy.
Naked and Afraid and Love,
oh
but
my God.
I just watched the early promo and then I said no. I was like, it's
my
too late.
God.
But yeah, you gotta really be mindful of what you're ingesting and how much you're consuming. Like I said, you know, I did my yoga nidra because my mind was racing so much.
Yeah.
And if you're doing all of that, forget where your mind
forget
is.
Forget it. And you know what Yogi told me the other day when they were here too? Because we were talking about how much we love Ted Lasso.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to all the Emmy wins. What? They won a lot. It was great. Anyways, he was telling me that Ted Lasso is a really good, like coming from a yogic standpoint, a good show for your nervous system. Because often we get into these shows that they're so addicting because it's like.
Yes.
And then it's like you can't sleep. You can't do anything.
Those are real emotions you're feeling. It's like sports. I sweat watching sports because I feel like I'm playing them.
Yes.
So it's intense. Ted Lasso, that's why you heard me say how much I was obsessed with it, because I wanted it like IV'd into my body. It was so pure and happy and loving and sweet and amazing. And then season two, I was not a fan.
Oh, I'm a huge fan. Maria, you have to keep watching. The first two episodes were kind of slower.
Yeah, the first two.
Have you gotten to the Christmas
three,
episode?
No.
Yeah, you got to keep
first
watching.
First two or three, I'm like, they're making it about everybody else so much and it's bothering me. And
keep watching, I promise.
And it's really bothering me. So whatever. But that first season was really feel good. And I think, it's important to know what you're consuming.
Amen.
All right. That is it for us today, everyone. Heal Squad, thank you guys for always being here with us. If you haven't joined us on Patreon, please do. You get your ad-free episodes. You get an extra episode where we go very intimate, very deep. It's like a little private club. And we also have the incredible monthly heal events at the $10 tier. So you don't want to miss those. Those are incredible opportunities where for such a small amount of money, we are letting you in with the world's top experts in every area. And it's very eclectic. So we could be talking to, you know, a trauma healer one day, an astrologer the next. It could be, you know, a doctor the next. So we've always got someone amazing on deck that's going to enrich your life and help you. And so you can join us by clicking the link tree in my Instagram at Maria Menounos or at Better Together with Maria, which, by the way, when you're there, hit follow if you haven't already.
What?
And join us for a deeper experience. And that is it for us today, everyone. Be nice people, make good choices, and be present.